Warning! This is a high-speed roller coaster ride that includes sudden and dramatic acceleration, climbing, tilting, dropping, and backwards motion.
The Raven is a wooden roller coaster at Holiday World and Splash and Safari's Halloween section in Santa Claus, Indiana. It was designed and built beginning in 1994 by the now defunct roller coaster manufacturer Custom Coasters International. With the help of designers Dennis McNulty and Larry Bill, it opened on May 6, 1995. The Raven takes its name from Edgar Allan Poe's poem, The Raven, and features sudden drops and turns which mimic the flight of a raven. From 2000 to 2003, the Raven was voted the world's best wooden roller coaster at the Golden Ticket Awards, which are presented annually by Amusement Today magazine. It was named an ACE roller coaster landmark by American Coaster Enthusiasts on June 23, 2016. On today's episode of the Coaster Geeks podcast, we talk about it.
Welcome to the Coaster Geeks Podcast. Is your favorite the Beast, Millennium Force, or Lightning Rod? Whether it's an old Woody, a steel Giga Coaster, or a hybrid, we will chat about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forto travel the country and search for the best roller coasters. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to the Coaster Geeks Podcast. I'm Robert.
I'm Michelle.
And on today's show, we review one of Holiday World's best wooden roller coasters, The Raven. I stumbled on Holiday World by accident. It was 2016 and the year Michelle and I did our epic second annual coaster tour across America from Colorado to Maine to Texas. We rode more than 100 coasters on that trip. About midway through our trip, Michelle had to fly back home to Alaska to pick up a service dog that we were delivering to a client in Texas. I dropped her off in Chicago and made my way south. I stopped in a diner for lunch and whipped out my phone and searched roller coasters in Indiana. Holiday World popped up. I turned off the highway and into the rolling hills and cornfields and saw this massive orange Thunderbird roller coaster in the middle of a swatch of corn. I knew this was going to be good. If you haven't been to Holiday World, it is in, you guessed it, Santa Claus, Indiana. And the entire park is, well, holiday themed. While this is not a review of the park, we will do that show in detail later on. We are here to talk about the Raven. It is located in the Halloween section of the park and the first coaster you will see as you go through the gates. I was wishing my coaster buddy Michelle was along for this first ride, but we did make it back in 2018 and 2019 as part of our coaster tours.
You know, the Raven is a classic wooden roller coaster at Holiday World in Little Santa Claus, Indiana, and by far this is one of my favorite little towns to visit. This is a park well known for its wooden coasters, and it was the Raven that kicked off this reputation. It was the very first Woody they added, built by Custom Coasters International back in 1995, which actually makes the ride surprisingly young. And as Holiday World will be the first to tell you, the Raven had quite the reputation in years past, racking up the awards to show it. As you walk in the park's main entrance, the lift hill for the coaster is directly to your left. Adorned on the structure is a sign reminding visitors of the Raven's past, namely that it was voted the best roller coaster on the planet for 3 years straight. However, given that those years were 2000 through 2003, does the Raven still hold up as one of the best out there? You can find the Raven in the Halloween section of the park. One aspect to Holiday World that I didn't know until getting there was the hilly nature of the park. Between the Christmas-themed entry area and the Thanksgiving section, the path is a windy road on a downward slope. Because of the fluctuating grade, there are a lot of horizontal paths and switchbacks. So, although the Raven Station is pretty close to the front entrance geographically, it takes a few minutes to walk there. Most of the Raven's layout, though, is hidden from view off in the woods. Additionally, there is a weird swimming pool right next to the Raven that never seems to be in use when we visit. Once you do arrive, you'll walk under a really cool wrought iron entry sign, and in case you didn't see the lift hill structure sign out front, this sign also will inform you. The Raven used to be the best in the world. Once in the station, you walk through a stairwell corridor painted to be pitch black. The Raven name comes from the Edgar Allan Poe poem, so there's a loose theme here. There's a statue of Raven atop a skull sitting in the loading area, so I guess that helps. I don't think most guests would make the connection without being told, though, which isn't necessarily bad, given Holiday World is a regional park. But I think they did a better job with the storylines behind their later coasters. So let's talk about the ride experience, shall we? It starts off with a brief dip and turn as you begin to ascend the 80-foot lift hill. At the top, a slight turn and you're heading down an 85-foot drop into the woods. If you're in the back here, you really get dragged over the drop for some ejector airtime. The bottom of the drop plunges you into a tunnel. Emerging from the tunnel, you rise up into a hill, which purpose is not so much for airtime, but rather to line you up for the next element, a 360-degree turnaround which skims right over a lake. The view is absolutely breathtaking. This low swoop is a great maneuver for several reasons. Obviously, anytime you come really close to water on a coaster, it's a cool feeling. But further, if this was your first ride, there would be no way you could even know this lake existed, much less that the coaster interacts with it. After the lake turnaround, you head back into the woods. A pair of hills with marginal airtime precede the finale of the ride. Back-to-back bank turns? This sounds tame, but it's actually fairly intense. They are hard curves, and you get some nice lateral G-forces. After the second S-curve, you head into the final brake run. All right, you guys, here is our take on the Raven. Easily, the best part of the Raven is the fact it is a terrain coaster. It not only flies through the woods, but it traverses a hillside as well, and it goes over a lake. The Raven is a great example of how surrounding environment can boost a ride's excitement. The top speed is only 48 miles per hour, but it feels much faster because of the trees and ground zooming by around you. By its modest stats, 80-foot height, 48 miles per hour speed, short duration, and relative age compared to its fellow thrill machines at Holiday World, the Raven should be the least of them. But honestly, it outperformed my expectations. I enjoyed the Raven more than I felt I should have. I liked it more than the Legend, and I rode it more times than the Voyage. Going in, I guess I knew about the Raven's reputation in the back of my head, but I didn't really have big expectations for it. So, is it the best wooden roller coaster in the world? Well, not really. It can't compare to new age wooden behemoths like El Toro or Lightning Rod that literally take your breath away. The glory days have gone, but that doesn't mean the Raven can't carve out a new niche as a classic Woody that delivers a better ride experience than its appearance would suggest, but one that still falls short of greatest coaster on the planet. Our final rating is an 8 out of 10. Other words, great. What are your thoughts on the first classic Woody from Holiday World? Have you been out there? And how does the Raven compare to the other coasters at the Santa Claus Indiana Park? We would love to hear what you have to say.